योगी जति तपसी अरुसिद्ध निरंतर जाहि समाद लगावत ताहि अहीर की जो हरियां सचियावर चाच बिनाच न जावत. Never lose faith. If you do, it will impede your every situation. Understand lack of faith from the story of Hanuman, who broke free from the powerful Brahmastra weapon because his captors lost faith in it. Understand faith from the tale of the Chatak bird, who forsakes all water except for the raindrops from certain clouds. Performs seva, his pleasing worship, with what is obtained without false sense of ownership. When weak spiritual conviction strikes the devotional heart, it festers uncertainty, clouds clarity, brings about a host of obstructions that gather before the lover on her way to the beloved. Two examples are given, one of faith, the other of doubt. In every case, false identification regarding attainment should be renounced. When the beloved is disregarded because of a break in trust, it is due to a lack of understanding about the nature of the beloved. It ruins the subtle dharma of refuge, and then certainty in all matters is lost. With the loving power gone, discursive mind takes control. An example of lack of faith is found in the story of Hanuman, the great monkey god, son of the wind, and the perfect follower of Lord Ram. Hanuman went to Sri Lanka in search of Lord Ram's wife, Sri Sita. There, the demon king Ravana, knowing of Hanuman's arrival, had his powerful son, Indrajit, ensnare Hanuman with the mystic, invincible weapon, the Brahmastra. Hanuman was immediately contained by its spell. Part of the mystic nature of the Brahmastra weapon is that its binding cords cannot be seen. The others, seeing Hanuman apparently captured, but without any signs of shackles, decided to further secure him with ordinary ropes, thus disregarding the rarefied powers of the Brahmastra. They were unaware of the fact that as soon as a doubt is placed over the Brahmastra, it immediately loses its effect. Its power diminished. Hanuman freed himself and wreaked havoc over Sri Lanka before returning to Lord Ram, who was ultimately able to rescue his beloved wife Sita. The teaching is direct. If the practitioner loses faith and refuge, then the power as well as the dharma of his shelter is lost. With the cords of love sundered, the untrusting heart wanders. When the heart becomes divided in dedication, the essence is lost in the divide. It forms an opening and the nectar seeps out, sometimes unnoticed. The mystic Chatak bird is a guru of conviction. This amazing bird refuses all other waters except for rainwater that falls for 2 weeks during the fall. Besides those rains, the Chatak bird will taste no other water, regardless of its source. It has set its heart on the One. Because of the bird's faith in those clouds, regardless of circumstance, when the time is right, the clouds shower for that blessed bird. It is its confidence and trust in those waters that bring about the downpour. Similarly, the lover has all of her sacred desires quenched by the beloved. Her faith lets her see that the beloved makes all that is necessary arise. Her conviction produces unshakable refuge, and it brings an end to all other hankerings. She knows that what is needed is obtained without effort, and once attained, no false sense of ownership is placed upon anything. With the understanding of the beloved's desire, the false ego is dissolved and mindness no longer prevails. All circumstances, relationships, attainments, and everything that comes into the lover's life is used for him alone. Her applications are subtle.